Yes, sir.
Made in Chafford podcast episode 84. I'm live in a building with several members of the Made in Chafford group. Boys, can you introduce yourself? It's a pleasure to have you on.
Good evening, fellas. My name is Colin Sanusi. I am an accountant. I work for a disclosed, well, undisclosed business. I can't really tell you all that business, if you know what I mean. but yeah, I'm here.
Oh, crikey, mate.
Yeah, I know. I almost gave it away. I almost gave it away to government. But yeah, I'm here in this nice environment, this nice establishment, sitting next to my co-host. Would you introduce yourself, sir?
I don't know what's going on.
The man had 1-2 drinks and we're already finished.
Woo! Listen,
he's bringing more. I've had too many. Hey, wheel it.
The energy is in the building.
You better shake the boom.
Yeah, wheel it. For what I'm saying. So listen, it's Ema G45. Yeah, Eames, the big E. Yeah,
I like that.
We are in the building.
Yeah, that was
what I'm saying. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I don't know what he be feeling, but of course.
Okay, so again,
it's Dems over there with the two.
Yeah, oh, first name two, last name Dems. And if you don't know, now you know.
It's Jeez. Dems. Two Dems.
They need to do that. Yo, bring in the black. When did this album become Bond? I want them to embrace the black side of him.
They gotta give him a Uzi. They have to give him a Uzi.
this chopper go and sing. That's a fact.
You're dumb.
Yo, you already know what time it is. Two Dems in the building. Obviously, this is Made in Chafford podcast episode 84. What will its name be? I don't know. Do I care? Yes.
Where are we starting with?
No, I'm drunk.
Actually, hold on. I need to call out my co-host. This guy came into this room and said that Trust Issues is Drake's best song. What did you smoke before you entered this room, sir?
What is Drake's best song then?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Trust Issues.
If you don't have but you can't say that and then not have a rebuttal.
Toosie slide.
You can suck
Fuck
a dick.
Off, man. Fuck off, man.
I think Drake would tell you, nah, dog, that's not my best song.
That weren't it at all.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. I'm not.
I've listened to it recently and I was like, you know what? I was wrong to hate this. It's fun. But it's for the kids, you know?
It depends what
seven
type
and
of,
up.
Well, it depends what type of kid you are, because you might be a grown up kid, then all of a sudden you might want to slide.
But it's fallen. They might be really sliding, to be fair. But no, it's for the kids, and I respect that. You know, Drake, I'm sorry, I was too harsh. Those, do you know what? He went 3 for 3 on Billboard, but all of those songs, Lemon Pepper Freestyle is I've not listened to any of them.
I've been listening to Lemon Pepper Freestyle nonstop.
Really?
Yes.
You got 6 minutes in your day.
He's getting bars off of that song. Are you kidding me? He's in his bag.
Oh, comes full circle. Do you know Nicki Minaj? Suck a dick.
Nah, he has some bars on that song. You're bugging.
I don't know. I think he's done that before, and I think of his long "This Is Me" ranting about how well off and how my life is going songs in that category. I don't think it's his best. I think the intro to him young as a baby is a cover for the album.
You're talking about
Tuscan Leather.
Yes. Thank you. And he discusses his life on that song.
Yeah.
What's the name of that album, please?
Nothing Was the Same.
Yes. That's how drunk I am.
How long is this nigga spending on the intro? But I think knowing what the best Drake song is lends to what type of Drake you like the most. I would never put any of his songs that he's not rapping as his best song, but that's just me because I love rap. Did you get?
Are you you want him to get his lyrics off? I think his best performance of all time still might be Sicko Mode. I ain't even capping.
Skiing.
Come with a rebuttal. Nah, you can't. Don't laugh. Don't let this nigga say skiing and he ain't got something to say. What's your comeback? Is it cappity cap cap? Is it what's on both our heads?
Man said skiing. He disrespected you. Yeah, you might have to fight him. We might have to turn the mic off.
Hold me back, bro.
You might have to turn the camera off. Man said. Yo.
So what? What is the best Drake song or what is the best performance?
That's a tough one, actually. That's a good question. I feel like it's that Sicko Mode is Drake at his best. And this is probably the Drake podcast. I remember you telling me a few years back, and
my colleague was like, "All you lot talk about is Drake."
Yeah, suck a dick.
I said,
"Matter of fact, yeah, suck two."
What were the Drake? What were Drake defenders?
We've given some slander here.
Yeah, but where are the Drake Avengers? To be honest,
the Javengers.
The Javengers.
The Javengers.
The Drake League.
Shung.
The Drake League. For
Javengers.
Sure.
Right, so I have to pick a song that is the best performance and the best Drake song.
You don't have to pick best performance. I think when I say best performance, I feel like it was him at his best, where he embodied who he is. Like, that was, it was slick talk. It was great rap. There was great bars in there. There was a few sneak disses, which is
okay. So the best performance for me is Dreams Money Can Buy.
That's a good performance. That is a great performance.
Great shout.
Because lately I went from my top five to remaining five.
Aston Martin's up there, you know.
It's either they're lost or they're in alive. And then
he was in his bag.
So what is the best song? I think
that's a fact.
He stayed. You can argue he stayed in his bag.
One of his most underrated rap performances, if you listen back to it, is 6 PM in New York.
That's a flawless album. I'd even argue.
He is talking. Thing is, I didn't like it when it first came out. I only liked that song. I want to say recent. I liked it when it came out. I thought it was cool, but yeah. I only really deeped what he was saying until recent. And some of the stuff he's saying on there is rude, bro.
You gotta love it.
What you saying to Tiger? So
not
peak.
Your girls. If anyone says that to me, lock off the camera.
Turn it off.
And she was 17 at the
is
time.
Is the camera
well.
On me?
It was wild. He was in his bag.
Yeah, that's song sickening.
That song is crazy. I'd never realised at the time.
Your age, not your... Come on, dog.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's sickening.
No, that's when you need
if
to
If you're
just...
reading this, it was really... I can't even tell you how much that album means to me.
Same.
That album is like...
It's me.
It's a part of my personality. You know, that and What a Time to Be Alive.
Didn't you give the acronym to someone and they didn't know what it stood for?
Oh, I killed... I'm so happy to be around black people again, honestly.
What? Talk about it.
So obviously,
Amy's killing me today, man.
Nah. You know, I love my, I'm close with a lot of white people. A lot of white people are my close friends. Even would say some of them are my best friends. But there's no way in my life that I can say What a Time to Be Alive and in the acronym or the abbreviated version as we would say, and people would be like, what the fuck does that mean? Nigga, like...
That's what it means. it's one of those things. I think... It doesn't surprise me that much that they don't know.
Not at all. I didn't expect them to know it.
But it's just
like,
the annoyance
it hurts. I have to explain myself. Like, this is a personal classic.
It is a personal classic for you,
like,
for sure.
That album is an era of my life. Like, that album is a part of my personality. That album... defines me. If you meet me, you know there's some more time to be alive in that. Pause. But I said, you know there's some more time to be alive inside of me. I was like,
that's not a pause for me.
Is it?
I don't think
the
so.
The pause jury has come out and they have said it's play. So
was that a pause?
We moved.
I was trying to figure out like the best Drake song ever.
You're trying to find
it. It's a hard task, man.
It's going to be on one of the better albums, so let's narrow it down. It's going to be on either, like, Take Care, Nothing Was The Same, If Reading This Is Too Late. Yeah. It might be on that trio. He does have some good songs on the shit albums, though. He does.
I mean, like, right now, there's a contender in my head. There's a contender in my head, and this song here is like, I've forgotten the name of the song, but it's Bridge on My... Bridge Over My Troubled Waters, Ice In My Muddy Water, Mixed Up
Off
A Mixtape,
got Rich Off A Mixtape, Underground Kings.
That is a contender, but I wouldn't say it's the best song though.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not the best, but it's good.
That boy is nice, man.
You've got to give flowers
like, honestly,
credit where credit's due. You're like me, you like certain album cuts. I really like Wu-Tang Forever. I really like that song.
It's yours.
Because he's singing and it throws everybody off because like, why are you singing on a song that you've dubbed after Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
Then when once you start spitting,
this is why
you're
like,
rah, okay, he's in his bag.
Exactly.
And he's talking about the incident that he had with Chris
Brown.
That's
why I like
Oh, okay.
Trust issues, man. I like it recently came back into my listening. So I mean, I've been listening to it on repeat, but it's just it embodies everything he is. It's the singing, it's the bars, it's the it's just the flow, it's the cadence. When he starts rapping, I could tell certain people don't like me no more. New shit done it. Like I feel that, and like, I feel that.
But what's the best song that does both then?
You can suck.
I'm finished.
Yo,
hey, yo, cut the camera.
Shout out to Vince Carter.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. No. I hear you though. I hear you for sure.
But what's the best song that encapsulates both? Because we can always talk about, you know, him singing and rapping. But which song does the best? So you're saying Trust Issues does both the best for you.
Mm.
For me, the song that does where he's singing and he's rapping the best. Because I don't think his singing was that good on that song. That's my only rebuttal. The rapping was okay.
I don't think he can sing.
Can't sing, but he can hold like.
Oh, I don't even know. I've spoken to. We haven't discussed this on the podcast ever. I don't think he can sing. I'd say if someone asked me, can Drake sing? I'd say no. I'm
not mad at that opinion. I'm not gonna say he can't.
What it's like the drunk person at the bar who's singing a song, and it's like, oh, that's cool. That's a great song to sing. Like I want to sing it as well. Like. Fucking Oasis, they're most like, you know, when someone's drunk and they're like, sorry to say, don't look back in anger. Like, he can't sing.
I think he can.
I don't
think he can sing very well, but I think he can sing.
I don't know.
He has enough R&B songs that people can distinguish him as being R&B Drake to. You can't sing.
What, I don't know. It's like side A and side B of fucking Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, what side do we like the most? I prefer the rap side.
Yeah.
He can't sing.
I think he can, but he's not a good singer. Yeah. I think there's a difference between not being able.
Everybody
to
knows he's not a good singer.
If he couldn't sing, none of these songs will come out.
He can sing, but he's not the best singer ever.
That's where.
Like, for example, you have Chris Brown, you have Trey Songz. Those guys are singers. Those guys, they can vocally translate their voice chords into anything. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know what you're doing, bro.
If he just walked.
Bro. Sorry?
Are you just trying to dance like Chris Brown?
Do you know the video?
Just gyrating your back,
what,
bro.
Yo, where there's no music in the background. No.
Can you imagine, bro? You're just moving.
All you're hearing is shuku shuku.
Fam, you're just moving air particles, bro. Fucking airbender, fucking hell, man.
Man said he was like Fairy Odd Parents. What's the Don in there?
Parents, Fairy Odd Parents.
That tweet is a Hall of Fame tweet, boy. But no, his catalogue is too extensive, man. He does both really, really well, and everyone's answers are going to be different at the end of the day. Do you get it?
Yeah, to be fair, I could my answer will probably change next week, you know. Go to the wind. I'm just really feeling trust issues at the moment. I think it's peak Drake.
I'm not mad at it. My mind changes all the time. I have a distinct top 10, 15, but it changes all the time, man.
Do you know what? Like,
it changes all the time.
Have we discussed how great a song Sicko Mode is, like, in depth? Like, it's just amazing. Like, I listened to it earlier this week, and I was like, this song, like, wow.
I really loved it when it came out, and I still think it's a very, 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 very good song.
If you come with some bullshit right now,
no, I've not listened to it. I've not listened to it in a while, though.
It's not the same feeling.
We've been inside. That's why I don't have an urge to listen to it unless I'm outside.
Make this here without a. Come on, man.
It's a good song. I'm not gonna sit and say it's not a good song. It's a great song. It's one of the best songs on that album, and it's one of Drake's, and it's probably Travis Scott's best single. Potentially for me, because I typically don't like Travis Scott singles as much as the average person does.
No.
Would you say
he's not good at making songs? Which is
would
weird,
you say
isn't it?
Uptown
it's weird.
Was a single?
If you're gonna tell me Uptown is a single, then that's probably his best single. Yeah, because Uptown is hard body.
But we've been liking Travis for a while, and we know that Travis. I don't even pay attention to when he drops a song and it's not attached to an album.
Just wait until the album comes out.
He's so good at putting together albums, but like things like Franchise and I'm trying to think, Highest in the Room, they're not good songs. I don't think Highest in the Room is a good song.
Highest in the Room went number one off of the clout from the last album. So he was riding.
But then
the
how
high.
Did Franchise go number one?
Probably just no. That was like a what was it? What did he do? He did a Fortnite partnership. So he debuted it on Fortnite, and all the kids bought it for 1 week.
The
and
Scots
then it disappeared.
He included.
Oh no, that's the song. Sorry, Scots is the one that he did that for, and that went number one as well.
That is a terrible song.
It's not a good
song. Dubs.
I'm not worried about Utopia though. I think it'll be.
No,
oh, when is that coming out? Do you know? Speculations.
Oh, listen, if this summer. Yo, on record, put it on record. Yo, suck. Like, this summer is going to be the best summer of our lives.
You know, you're talking about a lot about sucking, bro. Like, what's going on, bro?
I'm drunk. But I'm not.
It's a good excuse.
I will not, and I will also never suck dick. So, I just want to make that.
Man, put that on record.
On tape.
I just want to make that a disclaimer.
Hey.
Hey,
let the people know.
Let the people know. Let the people know what you're into.
Hey, what you trying to get into?
Go put your sneakers on, man.
What are you doing about? What are you doing about it? What are you trying to get into? That guy is so funny. Some of his videos are out of pocket, you know.
Massively. This.
What video are you talking about?
I'll send it to you after
Trey
this.
Something.
You've seen
hilarious.
The guy. You've seen the guy.
Yeah, 100%.
You've seen the guy. I'll send you a picture.
What's that baby trying to do?
It's the black guy with the glasses where he's just like...
Wait, where basically the people are asking questions and he just counteracts it.
Yeah, he's like...
And then he was in the church.
Oh, he's done a few. You might have seen the one with the offering.
Yeah, and he's like,
what if I don't want to give offering?
That's him. That's him. Yeah, I know who he is.
That's the picture for this episode. What are you trying to get into?
He's too funny.
Yeah, but yes. No, that's definitely the episode.
Next topic is...
We're just spitting, man. I've really enjoyed this. Do you know what? This is why I love doing a podcast. It's just I get to hang out with my best friends and talk shit. Like
that's what it is.
You get to be the 47th most popular music podcast UK.
46, watch out, baby. 45th, watch out, baby.
I ain't trying to play with them, man. I'm trying to get into the 20s. Like that's not even trying to be my area. I'm out of this bitch, man.
We coming for y'all.
Yo, listen. Weekly podcast as well, like consistency. We ain't let up. We been on these niggas' necks. Like,
on God and them.
That's mad. Do you know, we've discussed it, but that's actually insane. We're the 47th most popular music podcast in the UK.
It's an accolade. And we deserve some accolades.
That's actually insane.
I don't think we
got to big up our chest.
That's what I'm saying.
Last year was a really good year for us, man.
That's why
it was a really good year.
We do not be patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah, no, that's what today's about.
When you see it, I think just to list to the listeners and to the people, whoever's interested, to go forward, I think we'd need some. We'd want to get on bigger guests. You know, you want to see us. You want to see Maiden Chafford interact with the big guests.
Of course.
I'm still there's certain people that I'm just trying to get on just to have a conversation with, you know. Yinka, you already know what time it is. Melania, you already know what time it is. Have I ruined our chances of getting them on the show? Probably not.
Why? Because you want to discuss, you want to have a deep dive with the individual about their music career, or with Yinka, of course, with the radio, and like how that can excel into how Maiden Chafford can actually excel into those fields.
Yeah, no.
Guy.
No, listen, man. You always need a
little
bit.
Now that doesn't need to be deleted.
You just need a little bit of PR in your life.
Nah.
Don't get him, bro.
To be fair, Collins has been trying to send me to jail for the last year.
Some of the stuff you sent me, I just look at. I'm like, I'm glad about going around to do this because
one more thing.
I'm a scumbag.
The price of the dick going up. sick.
You are a terrorist. Anyway, has anyone been to the gym yet?
Yeah, I've been to the gym. But you know what? For me, it was disappointing because, like, my gym said, they sent me an email saying basically, boom, sorry we've been charging you every single month.
Since lockdown,
we've been charging you every single month. We're not going to give you a refund.
Excuse me.
So I was like, You know what, a silicone piece, I don't care. Yeah. Calm. I just want to go out on the 12th. Yeah. Of course, today's date, well, of course, when this episode comes out, it's going to be whatever date. But I went to the gym really excited, amped up. The great thing is I didn't take no pre-workout on that day, because otherwise I would have been insane.
Buzzing, isn't it?
Buzzing, yeah. With energy, with nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So I go to the gym and the gym's empty. Like, there's no equipment there. And the thing is, I try and go inside and it's not there. So now I go and holler at the manager on Instagram. Like, I don't follow her. Like, she don't follow me either.
Yeah, yeah.
She's at her gym. I'm like, what gym is this? So now I try and message her. Didn't get no response. I walk and I find another gym. I'm like, yo, what gym is this? I was like, yeah, no, it's a cheaper gym than that. And plus, they got everything here.
Yeah.
So, just left what do you want? I was like, yeah, man, let me leave that one. Anyways, I went to the gym. I did back right now, yeah.
Traumatized.
Oh, bro.
Spinal.
My spinal. Spinal.
I broke my back.
Spinal. But yeah, nah, I mean, it's a great feeling to get back into the gym, man. Because, like, you're in the zone. Because the thing is, I have weights at my yard right now. But
they just don't serve the purpose after a week or two.
Yeah.
I had a gym horror story as well, man.
Say what?
God,
I'm furious.
Spill.
So obviously, man's looking forward to the 12th, obviously.
Yeah.
Having a work meeting, and my colleagues are like, oh, so what are you doing tonight? And then I was like, oh, I'm going to the gym. And they're like, going to the gym, ain't you going to the pub, mate? Everyone's going, you know, doing this, that, and the other. I'm like, yeah, that's cool on you, for you guys to do, but I need to go to the gym. It's good for my mental health and my well-being. So me and my girl, we're excited. We pull up to Sainsbury's, grab bare, like, protein bars, protein shakes, grab, like, the little rolling mat thing, walk to the door, lights are off.
Oh, same thing.
I was like, wait, what? I walk back, I look up, because the gym's on top of, like, another building.
Yeah.
Shutters are down. I just put my hands on my head. I said, God forbid. Oh. And there was people around, innit? So they're looking, thinking, look at these idiots trying to go into the gym that's closed. Bro, I was furious. Got home, tried to contact them. There was no reply.
On any social media.
Listen, I'm saying inside, man.
You got to make sure you're not loyal to these gyms. Eventually, they send an email.
They're not loyal to you.
They're not. And they were taking my girl's money as well the past few months. They didn't take mine because I only just joined. Mm. But then they emailed me saying that, due to unforeseen circumstances, the gym has been shut and it will not be open until further notice. So now I have to try to find another gym.
Yeah.
This is why I'm staying at my gym. I'm staying inside.
My gyms, they're only like 5 minutes walk.
Mm. So is mine.
My me going to the gym is a 10 minute walk, but from gym A to gym B, it's a 5 minute walk. And I thank God for that.
Yeah.
I was not looking to walk another. I was not looking to ride a bike. I was not looking to just jump train, nothing.
Yeah.
I was just looking to just walk to the gym and that's it.
Get it done.
But my question to you, man, is why can't you do that at home? Like, I've seen probably some of the best progression of my life at home. Like, this is probably the biggest that I've ever been, the most in shape I've ever been. Why can't you guys do that at home?
It's the environment. Mm. When I'm in the gym.
You're in the gym.
You're locked
in the gym. Yeah, more important. And also, there's more weight in the gym.
But I don't.
I lift. Okay, then that's you then.
Mm.
Whereas me, I lift weights. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like right now, of course, I got smaller, but I lift weights. Like deadlift. Deadlift is my thing. So like doing deadlift on a 40 kg, and then just doing it continuously for how many months? You're just gonna get bored.
Mm.
You want to go to the hundreds. You want to go to the 200s. I've done 200, but right now I'm not doing 200. Bro, like, I tried 110 in the gym and I was tired after three sets. So I was like, safe.
I said safe.
I was like, nice.
Yeah, I'm locked out.
I'm done. Chance. But yeah, with me, I do weights.
Mm.
So like, I need to get into the weight training. And then also, more importantly, it's the environment. Like, you get to see people. Like, where I was back in Chatford 100, where I used to live in Chatford 100, I'll go to the gym and I'll go and speak to people. And I will see the regular people. I'll say, how you doing? What's up? What are you training today? Oh, yeah, I'm doing this. Oh, I just hurt my back. Oh, okay. Then, like, I've seen your legs have got bigger, this and that. Like, not on a homo thing, but it's just like, yo, I've seen how you've improved.
Yeah, I hear that.
So when you go into the gym, and there's an environment where everybody wants to improve, everybody wants to excel. Sometimes they'll come to you for, you know, help. And it's almost like everybody's helping each other in one way, shape, or form. And then more importantly, it's the environment.
Yeah,
when you in when I when I'm at home, I'm at home. I'm
you
want
to relax.
Anything.
You want to relax. Your mind is wired to relax. And mine's the same issue as you. I need the weights. I can't max out, I can't grow, and I can't maintain doing the stuff I do at home. And the way I train, it lends to it. The best physique I've had has come from me going to the gym.
Yeah,
so I can't replicate it at home. I don't have the motivation to do it.
What sort of, I mean, okay, say for example, this is a general gym exercise, you're doing that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What was at your best, what was the most you could do on that?
What, a bicep curl?
I bet you did arms.
20 something, maybe like 26.
I would say maybe 20. But I was never doing arms on the regular though.
Yeah.
But 20.
Biceps have never really been my strongest muscle, but that was probably the best. But obviously with my weights at home, they max out to about what? Maybe like 18, maybe 20. I push. So I can't do nothing.
You're not getting anywhere with that.
Yeah. Nah, I managed to maintain ish, but I've not been able to build and get to the body and the physique I wanted to get to. So
I thank God I maintained.
Yeah, me too. I was at one point, it was looking shaky for me, boy. I was like, yo, I need to do something about this. But
I'll even tell you, it's like 25. So my birthday was in November. So 25. This was 2019. Yeah, so basically 25 at 2019, I was at my biggest, I was at my strongest. My trousers I'm wearing currently in the moment did not fit me, yeah, because of how much I had progressed. So then when lockdown happens and then you have this whole entire year, like I had to just shrink. I had to just say to myself, I cannot consume more than what I need. So the fact that I've maintained, I've dropped weight and I've just leveled is absolutely brilliant. Some people... it's the other way around. Some people, they've just ballooned.
Yeah.
And they're going to stay like that. Sorry.
It's not in my portion.
For body shaming. But it's not my portion.
It's not in my portion.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I
thank God I maintained.
What other stuff do you guys do? Do you guys take any like pre or post workouts? Do you eat a certain way? Are you religious like that?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, no, recently I've tried to switch up my diet, put a lot more vegetables and protein in it, and I've tried to adopt the eat breakfast like a king, eat lunch like a prince or whatever, and then eat dinner like a pauper. Which I feel like I've lost some weight. I think it has helped. I didn't want to lose like a lot, to be fair, because already, again, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. So it's like, I mean, cereal for breakfast, rice, chicken and vegetables for dinner. And then I'll have like a sandwich with egg.
Do you count your calories?
No, I wouldn't even know where to begin with that.
Don't worry, I don't do that shit either. I'm too lazy. I did when I was in uni, I was very, very strict. I used to have certain protein. I used to eat a certain amount a day. And then after uni, I just got to
But do you know what the thing is? That they'd even say that's like not that it's a disorder, but they would classify that as an eating disorder.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Because it's just like...
You're regimenting yourself to a certain point. Whereas after uni, I always got to a point where I was like, I'm still in good shape, but I'm not going to kill myself having to eat this amount of food.
I've always had like an issue with that. Like I've always had an issue with food in the sense that like, one of my phobias, and it probably isn't a good thing, but one of my phobias is becoming fat, and I'm just like, this is something I have to avoid. Not to the point that like I've ever, you know, starved myself or anything, but like it's always something I've been really concerned about. So I've always been fat, but yeah, but then I mean, I'm not saying like if you're happy with who you are, then that's fine. Like I'll salute you 110%. Like as far as I'm concerned, you've always been happy. Or from
like when I was what 20. 20, I was fat.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm... But
genuine, like, basically... No, I will, like, if you look at my LinkedIn picture, you would see how much I've changed.
Yeah. I hear that. But I'm...
And then... But yeah, but, like, back to your question about diet. I would say from 2018, I got serious. Then 2019, I changed my diet. And that's when I just
saw the real change.
I got massive. Personally, for me, I got massive because most, like, the fact that my clothes didn't fit me, and at the same time, I knew I was getting bigger in some way, shape, or form.
It's crazy when you're like, I tried to stay, like, obviously, as you is very well known, I'm not the tallest person. So I've always fit into a small. Now I have to buy a large, and it's not because I'm big or anything, it's just, if I don't wear a large, it's just not going to fit. You know what I mean? Like,
is it because it's slim, skinny, or just...
What do you mean? As in like
the fit?
Nah, it's more. It looks better on me. So if I buy a small now, which I, you know, I'd always fit into, even to the point I could wear an extra small and try to make my arms look bigger, but. It's done. It looked like I'm trying to wear a tank top or something.
I heard that.
You know? So I had to move up to medium or large, which was crazy. Mm. But yeah, no, I think diet is really important. We don't put a... Because I always tell people, like, you can do whatever you want in the gym. It don't matter. If you're not eating right, it's not going to make a difference.
Diet is a proper thing. Because, like, even when I was working in an office, like, these guys were just eating, like... barely anything. I'm like, yo, what's going on with you guys? Like,
y'all not hungry?
Yeah, like, you guys are not hungry. Like, me, I'm eating at break, I'm eating at lunch, and then when I go home, just before I go home, I'm eating, and that's when I got fat. Like,
yeah, but then that's
and then that's when I realized, of course, years later, I realized about diet and how important diet is.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, training in the gym and so on and so forth, but this is when I actually realized that, yo, you need to pattern up your diet.
So when are we jumping on the Made in Chafford vegan diet? What's going on?
Skin. Oh, you know, bruv, what?
That's that in the bin.
The vegan challenge.
That's not happening. 2021. That plan needs to stop.
You know
them talks. Let's not talk into existence. It's not happening. It's not happening, man.
To my vegan honey, it's
kale. Vegan
skin.
Corn?
Kale.
Nah, forget it, man.
That's the name of the episode.
Kale. I don't even know what kale is, bro.
No, that shit's disgusting, man.
Isn't it like a harsh salad?
Oh, it's one of them ones. It's bottom tier. Like, you know how I used to think I like broccoli. So obviously as a kid, you try to. I would never have Brussels sprouts.
I don't fuck with Brussels sprouts at all.
God, man. They can do whatever they want to Brussels sprouts. I think it's horrible.
That's my date.
I'm a hate the food. Call me what you want. I'm a Brussels sprouts hater.
My date.
Put that on the pod.
Mad hate.
Yo. Brussels sprouts is disgusting.
So what's your man's goal for this year, like body wise? Where are you guys trying to get to?
I'm just trying to be like, if we go on holiday, just be able, like, I want to be able to take my top off, and I'm trying to get a dope photo, you know what I mean?
Take the top off.
I've been overseas going crazy. Yo, it goes down in the DMs. I'm looking good from the AM to the PM.
Jeez.
Get your balls off,
gang. I'm trying to be good for life, to be honest.
I heard that.
Yo, but the thing is,
like a bag for life.
But but the thing is, it's like with me, I want to train to a point where it's like I am my size. Because basically,
you don't want to look out of proportion.
Yeah. Because I even looked into it. Like, you could be hench, you could be muscular, but you could be overweight, clinically overweight.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
So I don't want to be to the point of clinically being overweight. Yeah. And more importantly, I want to be able to maneuver myself. So I might be hench. I might be AJ.
Is that what you're aiming for?
That's what I'm aiming for.
He's a big bloke, though.
He's a big man. Pause.
Yeah, that was definitely a pause.
E-Man looked me dead in the eyes when he said that as well.
Yo, Dame Dash walks into the room right now.
Yo, pause.
What are y'all doing? Yeah, no,
I'm too much though.
Yeah. It's not that deep. Man.
No, but you need to let people know. Let things fly.
Yeah, of course.
Let things fly. With me, I think
Trey Sounds can give me 20 minutes of hits.
20 minutes of hits. Hey yo, what?
All right.
Hey, shouts out to Rory Moore, man.
Of course.
But yeah. No, I wanna
pat my guys.
Boy, they need to come back, boy. That's our whole topic.
Are they still not back?
No, they're not back.
They're never coming back. You know,
I think they will.
I'm gonna say I don't. If it's been, I thought they were only gonna go for like a week.
It's been like
two.
10 episodes now.
Say what?
Oh God,
yeah. Just for context, basically.
Nah, it's fucked, man.
We're talking about the Joe Budden podcast, and pretty much there are three individuals who are very much prominent in the podcast. Well, four. There's Joe Budden himself, Parks, Rory, and Moore.
Mm.
Now, Rory needed to leave because if you had seen all the episodes, he was going
to
bang him in his face.
He wanted to fight him.
He just wanted to fight him. And Joe Biden just had to say, you know what, just take a month off, yeah, and just take some time to relax, gather your thoughts, really get your peace together, and so on and so forth. Moore wasn't happy with this because it's like, listen, I've been upset with you as well. And so on. They had a few words and they said, okay, I'm going to take some time off as well. So now they've been, I don't want to say replaced, but what's the word?
He's just used his other mates that have been on there and have...
They're sitting in. So basically, they're sitting in for Rory and Maul, and that is Ice and Ish. Those guys, they're brilliant. I think they're cool. But...
The vibe is not the same.
Yeah, the vibe isn't the same. I would say the vibe is still cool.
It's still listenable.
Yeah.
It's still listenable.
It's still calm, but it's not the same.
Maul's actually his boy, though. Like, that's actually... Yeah. That'd be like me and you falling out over, you know...
Something like that, yeah, 100%. And you know, it's a shame because
over any of us in this room, like, I always say that, like, it's a true saying, but man, them only fall out over one or two things: it's money or girls. Women. You know, when we blow, we have to make sure the contract's all right. I ain't trying to fall out of you. I ain't trying to fall out of you, man.
His one is different because he is the alpha. He is the breadwinner. So essentially, he has put himself in a position where you're basically bossing your mates, and that can go well.
Which is fine as well, but
when you look at the character of who Joe Budden is, does he have the patience Buda, and the nuance to do it?
It's because they're doing two episodes a week. I really truly believe that, because the thing is, they're seeing the same faces. Like, us, man, will do, if not two episodes in one sitting, we'll do one episode every week.
Which is enough time to buffer, enough time to live your life.
Do what you need to do. Whereas these guys are doing it two times a week. Realize that
it's too much.
You just need to...
Take time,
have time to relax, have time to chill. Because then that's when you can get all your stuff out.
I still think it's something to do with the Spotify decision, though. I'll be honest with you.
Because they're making more money than they were before.
He says that, but... Every time Joe says something, in my mind, I'm like, nah, I don't believe you. And the reason why I say this is
there's 30 million on the table, and that's insanity, man.
The reason why I don't believe him is because when he announced his Patreon deal, did you watch the episode where he announced his Patreon deal?
No.
And he was like, I am now the head of equity of Patreon. And then he went on an hour rant about Spotify. The vibe was completely different to the vibe when he was going on his Spotify rants at the time. I think their Spotify rants at the time were... justified, and I think all of them felt like they were slighted by Spotify. But I think the Patreon deal didn't favor the man because he's the only one that got a title from it. And when Rory eventually spoke after Joe had his run, he was just like, hey, I'm happy for you, man. But it wasn't like a whole, you know, we got this deal together type thing. That wasn't the vibe.
I see.
So I think there was something to do with a deal that made them think, you know what, we're not getting a slice of this pie, and we helped put these numbers up. So
that's a fact.
What are you saying?
But then again, I think you know what, it costs to be the man.
You gotta pay the cost to be the boss.
Is a clown, man.
It really does cost to be the man.
Every is a head that wears a crown.
Yeah.
You gotta have a level of a lack of empathy as well. When you're in that type of power, a slight lack of empathy.
But to fuck over your boys, that's nuts, man. Like,
no,
I couldn't.
I'm not saying. I'm sorry.
Anyone that's
I'm not saying as being your friend. Like, I'm not saying as being your friend. I'm saying as being a boss. So let's say you run a Fortune 500 company, and you're the CEO of that company.
Yeah, I would say insanity that we will just never be able to comprehend.
And not everybody can do it. Joe clearly has too much emotion.
You only have to watch the social networking to be able to be like, yo, there's something not right here. You know what I mean? Like, homeboy is screwing his friends left, right and centre.
100%.
And he's not fazed by it.
But, I mean, the thing is, like, when I say it costs to be the boss, I mean, because the thing is, you have to make decisions
that not everybody will be okay
that are very much sustainable. And it's not necessarily because you want to make them because it benefits you.
Right.
It's the whole business. It's the employees you have to take care of. It's the other stakeholders, such as the consumers, the customers, and the businesses that you buy from.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that every single individual is satisfied to a certain extent. You can't satisfy everybody because
it's impossible.
That's riding too hard. Pause. Do you get what I'm saying? But like with that, I would say like if that's the case, if we're just assuming that that's the case, then I would feel that you can't hate.
Yeah, I mean,
because Joe Budden went and said, I would like to take this podcast and put it on Patreon. Sort of situation can we benefit from the podcast? Okay, this is what we can benefit from the podcast, and this is what other individuals can benefit as they do their podcast, right? But then me as an individual, I know I want to go. I know where I want to take this. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win, but they're not getting the same.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, you can make decisions, for sure. We all make decisions, but it doesn't mean the other people that you make the decisions for are necessarily going to be happy with it, which is the situation I think they're in now, isn't it? Obviously, Joe has to make decisions that he thinks are best for the pod and for himself as well, but he's upset a lot of people in doing and making those decisions.
And that's why I say it costs to be the boss.
Yeah,
because you have to make a decision that is very much sustainable. So that's why they didn't sign with Spotify, because if they signed with Spotify, then that means they would then have to give up a certain amount of rights, a certain cost, just to be popping again.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens with that situation. But I totally agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's an intriguing situation. What was the next topic?
So the next topic I wanted to discuss is to do with nostalgia.
This old
nostalgia. Is there such a thing as too much nostalgia?
Are
we going through a is nostalgia makes money, of course,
always,
but are we being targeted more so than any other generation? I don't know if our parents went through this. I can't say they we're just being hammered with it left, right and center. Every time I turn around, I feel like someone's trying, in 10 years time, they're gonna try and make the Infinity Saga nostalgic.
Or do you think,
guys, remember when you saw Thanos for the first time?
Or do you guys think maybe it's just a lack of creativity?
Lack of creativity.
100%. They don't know. See, the thing is, the film industry right now is only going on sure bets. So it has to make money. We're gonna get it bad.
It's gonna get worse, isn't it?
Yeah, if anything, after the pandemic and cinemas actually open up, they're just gonna, if it's not a sure bet, nothing's getting made. Risks will not be taken. Films that we love, that are cult classics, or that we, you know, those little niche films that we really enjoy together, they're gone. It's just going to be blockbusters and that's it. Either blockbusters or they're trying to win an Oscar.
Those are
the two films that
we're remakes and on. Sequels as well. So
I'm personally not excited for that Space Jam film. Space Jam already isn't a good film. It's just, it really is nostalgia goggles.
It's still a nice film.
It's not a good film.
No, it's a nice film.
I don't even know. I think it's a bad film.
No, because the thing is, if you watched it as a child,
that film is amazing. Yeah, of course,
And that film will mean everything to you as a child.
IMDb.
Do you get what I'm saying? But when you try and remake something and then say, yeah, this is the new it, it's not going to be it. Do you get what I'm saying? And then, I don't want to talk about Pepe Le Pew, but Pepe Le Pew, he's a skunk, the rapey skunk. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They removed him off of the film because he's too rapey today.
Mm.
And it's like you do need that character in there because, as rapey as he might be, he was funny.
It's no longer funny.
It's no longer funny today.
It's not aged.
Because people are just oversensitized. But then again, if you remake something, you have to remake something.
You have to actually remake it.
You got to do it properly, and you can't.
I can only explain this in, for example, sneakers. There are so many shoes out here today that have been re-retroed, right? That are very much nostalgic and meant something at that time. That they've re-released it to modernize it and nobody liked it. So then what they've done, they've re-retroed it from the original standpoint, right? And people love the shoe. People like the shoe. Why? Because it was very similar to what it was back in the day. So they've kept it the same. Now, in terms of nostalgia today, some things are better left untouched.
100%.
Yeah, I agree. I think nostalgia's done.
When do remakes ever typically work?
And I think with samples, that's it.
Yeah, but that's even music is different. Yeah. Music is different, and even music, I can even argue sometimes it pisses me off.
Samples are disgusting.
Sometimes it pisses me off. But what I was gonna say for Space Jam in particular, it might not work purely because Looney Tunes don't really have the clout it did when we were kids.
No.
The kids don't be watching Looney Tunes like that. Not at all. Do you get it? So
I don't know who this. I actually don't know who this is for. The target demographic is too old. If they wanted to do this, this is probably a film that should have been made 10 years ago. And I just don't feel like it's necessary. I wasn't that. You enjoyed the trailer. I wasn't that impressed.
I thought it looked cool. I think
same.
I think it looked cool, and I'm not. And I like the idea that they're trying to change it. They're not trying to do it beat for beat. They're taking the Ready Player One kind of approach, which is okay. I understand what they're trying to do there, but you know, not everything needs to be. Even the Jordan ones, the band ones. I told you I wanted to get for ages. Mm-hmm. They're gonna make the patterned ones. And in my mind, I look at that and I just think, my brain can't process that being a shoe I want.
But that shit's fly.
I don't like how it looks.
Listen, that shit is fly.
Do you think it will work?
Yeah, fuck this.
I might not get it. I maybe not want to get it, but I can appreciate it and it's fly.
I don't like it.
It's
man.
Fly.
Maybe it's my mind. Maybe it's my old man mentality that I don't like the way it looks.
You yells that. At the sky.
And I don't like the look of like, that type of shoot in general. I still end up getting the normal ones, but you know, people are gonna run out to the ground, and you know,
are they gonna come out in mid?
No, highs. I think they're coming out in highs. Yo, and
what's the beef with mids?
Listen, it's, you know what it is? It's like how Clark Kent doesn't like mid Air Force Ones.
Right? Clark Kent, are you talking about
DJ
talking
Clark Kent?
Oh. That was great.
Yeah, so DJ Clark Kent doesn't necessarily like mids, Air Force Ones. It's very much the same. It's not even real leather.
Right.
The mids are not even real leather. And also they're not cut the same.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
Cloth.
Yeah, even like the lows today, they're not original lows. Like the way the original lows look is completely different.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like the Air Force Ones and then whatever Air Force One they recently released, like the React. It's not the same thing.
They're trying to put Air Force Ones in the dirt, man. Like, what the fuck?
Why are they so hard to get now, dude?
I don't know if it's...
Because they're nostalgic.
They're not, though. Everyone should have a pair of Air Force Ones in their closet.
For the past, let's say, 5 years...
Does everyone in this room have a pair of Air Force Ones?
Yeah, everybody has a pair of Air Force Ones, but it wasn't slapping for the past 5 years.
That's sickening, man.
Everybody was on this sock line kind of shoe, and then they moved into the Air Maxes, and then now it's the Jordans. Now everybody's looking at the Air Force Ones like, yo, these are kind of fly. I can wear this with that. I can wear this with this.
The best trainer ever made. Air Force Ones are drip or drown, and they're definitely dripping.
And they're full leather.
She ain't got levers.
When they figure out how to make that shit not crease, yo.
We out here, baby.
I mean, we already out here, but it's going to be different, man.
Oh, God.
If they ever make that shit not crease, yo.
Different.
I'll buy 10 pairs. Yo, make it happen, man.
Resale of Air Force Ones. The game is done, bro. The game is rigged.
140, I saw. If I ever give anyone that much money for the Air Forces.
For what? For white pair?
White pair.
Just a normal.
Yeah, I swear you can get them online anywhere.
You can, but they're out of stock a little bit. They're not as easy. I went on Foot Locker yesterday and you can find them. But I think they're getting harder to find.
Apparently it's something to do with the shops not being open. Yeah. So where they're going out of stock online. They'd obviously have the shops to help sell them, but they don't have that luxury at the moment until now. I wanted JD was quiet actually, to be fair, but yeah, that's a thing that's happening.
Crazy,
but I guess nostalgia. It's gonna be something we have to live with and adapt to.
Of course, nostalgia never goes away in any generation. It's not even
I feel like we're gonna get beaten over the head with it.
Yeah, maybe, man. There's nothing new under the sun, innit?
Tried to have this conversation the other day with Johan. I was like, bro, like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but there's nothing. It's just gonna keep happening. Yeah. Yo, AJ Tracy, that was trash, man.
Trace up.
Like, please, I'm begging.
Trace up.
He's got to get better.
I mean, I listened to 4 songs.
He's independent, which means he has no direction. He's his own boss.
And you know what it
that's
is?
That's the worst thing about being independent.
I think sometimes I listen to artists and I think to myself, like, I liked a project of theirs before. Mm. And I think, yeah, I'll listen to this project. Oh, I didn't like it. Okay, I'll listen to the next project. Oh, no. Okay, I don't like it. I'll listen to the latest project. Oh, no. Okay, I don't like it. And I think
how many chances do you try to give?
Maybe two. I think after a while, I just realized, you know what? Maybe I actually didn't like them that much.
I don't. I wasn't an AJ about Tracy fan.
It's nothing personal.
Bro,
he's a good rapper.
Yeah,
he's technically a very good rapper. But
this is what frustrates me the most with him.
And as I said before, you would have to make decisions. It pays to be. It costs to be.
Nah, but he's just being bad now. Like he's just being bad for being bad sake.
No, but the thing is, he sees the numbers.
Maybe to you, exactly. Not for the kids.
Not for the kids.
They might love him.
They love him. He's getting radio play.
It's just not for us.
He's getting the radio play that he needs. More importantly, he's getting the money that he needs to sustain himself and his team.
Do what you need. I don't mind. Like,
so right now, he's not going to make music for you.
I don't mind you. This is what I'm... No, but okay. That's fine. In the sense that, like, Travis won't make songs that are necessarily for me. Like, Franchise wasn't for me. Fucking Highest in the Room until that outro isn't for me. Travis will do that. And I'm okay with that because I know what you're trying to do. I know the demographic you're trying to get at. AJ Tracy is... I feel like he knows who I am in this world and he's trying to piss me off. And he's succeeding. Because I was a massive fan. I was like, yo, this is the next guy up. I was telling everyone that Packages freestyle, I'd say changed my outlook on like UK grime, UK rap, UK drill, whatever you want to say. I was like, this is the next guy. This guy can actually like do it. I don't mind the song like the fucking one with Notes. That's like his probably his biggest song or the one with Georgia Smith. I don't mind it. I know why you have to make those songs, but just don't be terrible across the board. His two last albums have been awful, and I'm like I know what it's more frustrating for me because I know the potential he has. You only have to look at what's the song with Digga D? That fantastic song, fantastic performance from him. It doesn't need to be this bad. Again, like I said, we're going to be one of the most famous people in the podcast land, and we'll be invited to the Brits, and I'll probably have to have an awkward conversation with him. But
it might not be much of a conversation.
I think it's going to be...
it might be hands and feet.
I think his hands are in the basement?
He spoke that into existence. He's going to have that conversation.
You might not going to back me. I keep saying, like, if you man don't back If you man don't back me...
If Digga D's there, you're on your own, babe. I'm sorry.
What? No. Nah,
Come back with the swinger. You're done out here, bro.
Man, trying to leave me on my own.
It's not even a beef thing. This is your opinion, though. This is how you feel.
I just know there'll be an awkward conversation. You can't be running.
It's unfortunate because you are genuinely invested in his career. You liked him to that extent. With me and E-Man, we were just like, oh no, he actually makes good music at one point and then it just didn't slap. Whereas
you
backed that horse. You said, yo, he's going to be the Don.
Yeah, I did.
So you've taken it
personally. I took it personally. The only horse I've ever backed properly is Cardi, and that paid off. So you know how that one. And how that story goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess we're coming up to close to an hour. You guys got anything you want to end on? I guess we've got to do the music.
Of course.
The two songs you had to go back to back.
My choice this back week to back is I'm just gonna pick
Just for conversation's sake, I think it's how we kicked off this podcast. I'm gonna go with Trust Issues by Drake.
Okay. My choice is Waves of Blue by Magic Jordan. It's a good pop song.
This is not really the type of music I listen to, but I was listening to this in my manager's car, and it's 5:15. That's the time of the song.
Excuse me?
5:15.
5:15. That's the actual name of the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's with The Who.
The Who.
Oh, man. I don't listen to them.
He might try to diversify the
listen, it was either that or Balenciaga Stamps by Stove God Cooks, but you man don't want no Stove God Cooks.
I didn't say anything about it. I'm just saying this is turning into the fucking West Side Gun playlist. That was my point. But if you want to chuck him in, chuck him in.
Yeah, no, it banks.
And you know, I'm going to switch up my option. If we're going to diversify the portfolio, I'm going with Mother, Hayloft. I came across the song on TikTok. It's a great song. Shouts out to them, man.
Mm.
Yeah, so no lovely, longer trust lovely. Issues. All right, so Made in Chafford podcast, episode 84. We're going to get drunk after this, so stay tuned. Until next time.